The city of Cranbrook conducted a number of prescribed burns over the fall months designed to reduce fuel loads and make the landscape more resilient to wildfire. All projects were grant-funded specifically earmarked for wildfire mitigation activities, according to the city. The city also collaborated with a prescribed burn training exercise hosted by OCAM as well as the Ministry of Forests on 40 hectares prescribed burn south of the city. Wildfire risk is a community-wide concern that transcends jurisdictional boundaries. As such, the City of Cranbrook is committed to working with our neighbors and partners to develop comprehensive strategies for wildfire risk reduction, wrote Scott Driver, Director for Cranbrook Fire and Emergency Services, in a staff report presented to City Council on Monday, October 7. Canadian Rockies International Airport. The city conducted a prescribed burn over 10 hectares at the airport, which served as a retreatment of previously burned lands. This area had experienced an accumulation of ground fuels, increasing fire risk. Moving forward, the city is entering a maintenance phase, making future burns at this site more manageable. Phillips Reservoir. The prescribed burn covering 33 hectares near Phillips Reservoir was the city's first treatment on land that was recently harvested. The primary goal was to effectively consume coarse woody debris and eliminate fine fuels that had proliferated post-logging. While the city faced some concerns from the community regarding wind conditions on burn day, the operation required the presence of wind and met its objectives, ensuring the continuation of healthy soil conditions at the site and increasing wildfire resilience in the area. Future maintenance burns will enhance the site's resilience to wildfire and should be expected on a 3 to 7 year interval. Moyer Park. The Moyer Park burn treated just over 5 hectares of land near homes and businesses. Although weather conditions fluctuated, leading to challenges in ignition, we successfully consumed both coarse woody debris and fine fuels across the burned area. Given that this site had not been treated since 2006, the city's efforts significantly reduce fire risk going forward. City staff also expressed appreciation for support from local social service groups, which helped address concerns related to unhoused individuals in the area. Future treatments of the site will continue to lower risk levels and enhance safety for all users of Moyer Park. Beyond those 3 burns, city staff were also involved with a prescribed fire training exchange, TREX, hosted by the BC Wildfire Service in the community of OCAM. The collaboration provided valuable training experience for participants and was instrumental in carrying out the Moyer Park burn, which occurred at the same time involving TREX participants. Additionally, there was the recent successful completion of a prescribed burn on approximately 40 hectares of wildfire risk reduction, WRR, treated lands in the Peavine Forest Service Road area. The primary proponent of this project was the district WRR staff at the local Ministry of Forests office.